Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
My name is Sheikh Zaid Al-Salami.
A few years ago, I started the course of wanting to commentate on a very important book that I believe is something that would be useful for everyone who reads it, and that is the book Mafatih Al-Hayat, written by Ayatollah Al-Uzma Al-Sheikh Jawadi Amuli. There's a whole area of how we need to respect the rights of others as far as the public sphere is concerned, the public area is concerned, areas that are shared by all other people. And that is, could be a pathway, could be a road, it could be a certain area, you know. And here the importance of ghasb, or usurping land, becomes very, very important. You know, what right do you have if it's a public pathway for you to park your car in the middle of the public pathway, or for you to put up a stall, a shop in the public pathway without anyone's consent? Of course, that's haqqun nas. This whole section speaks about making sure that we not only respect and honor the rights of others, but we contribute to keeping it clean, as the ahadith from Ahlul Bayt alayhim wassalam say. And again, all going towards us learning how to keep our surroundings positive, clean, hygienic, and most importantly, staying away from any kind of annoying or disrespecting of others. Saddul ma'bar, as it says, closing off a pathway, which is a sin. You know, sometimes you say, mashallah, you see this picture of this guy who's, you know, praying in the middle of a road when it's adhan time. You're not doing anything good. It's rather the opposite, you know. It could be ghasb. It could be haram. It could be disrespectful. It could be annoying other people, you know. And this is why it says in the hadith from Imam Sajjad, قَالَ رَجُلٌ لِعَلِيِّ بْنِ الْحُسَيْنِ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ أَيْنَ يَتَوَضَّأُ الْغُرَبَاءُ فَقَالَ يَتَّقُونَ الطُّرُقُ النَّافِذَةَ. Where do foreign people who don't live in this area, where do they do wudu? Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, he says, they stay away from these particular areas and they don't do wudu in places that are going to be used for the public. If it's not allocated for public usage, that particular thing, if it says only for local usage or only for patrons or only for clients, then of course you have no right to use it. Another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, سَبْعَةُ مَوَاطِنْ لَا تَجُوزُ فِيهَا الصَّلَاةِ. There are seven places where it is impermissible for you to pray in. One of them is وَمَحَجَّةُ الطَّرِيقِ. One of them is for you to pray where people are walking, or a pathway. So just because it's adhan time, just because it's salah time, doesn't necessarily mean that you are allowed to annoy and harm other people by closing off the pathway. Unless, for example, there's complete consent, unless you have authority, unless everyone is happy with what it is that you're doing. Even if it's a masjid and you want to close down a street, you know, and it's just going to become inconvenient for other people as well. Here, when we're talking about nature, we're talking about respect, we're talking about honor, we're talking about responsibility, accountability, we're talking about amana, we're talking about something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed on this earth for a reason, and we're talking about us representing all of these things in the best way possible. Oh.
Ayatollah Javadi Amoli, the author of the book Mafatih al-Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatih al-Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc. But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree. Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam, who has stressed out the reward for praying, has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Here, another hadith. Ashratu mawadi la yusalla fiha, from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. There are 10 places where someone should not be praying. Masanut tariq. Masanut tariq means a place where people coming and going. A place where people are coming and going. So, you know, this is just another way of making sure that our environment is nice and clean and positive and good. You know, you being a devoted worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but you are allowing your neighborhood to stay dirty, makes absolutely no sense. It's counterproductive. We've spoken about a variety of things here, and I think one of the important things is in remembering that we need to stay away from wasting, whatever it may be, whether it is a piece of paper, whether it is a cup of water, whatever it may be. You know, you're brushing your teeth and you allow the water to keep on running. That's bad. You're doing wudu, you allow the water keep on running. That's bad. You go and have a shower, 20 minutes, 30 minutes. Of course, what are you getting out of that? You know, then Ayatollah Jawadi Amoli mentions in a separate chapter all on its own, respecting energy, whether that be from fire, whether that be from a candle, whether that be a light, whether that be a lantern, or whether that be electricity. Sababul faqr, as the hadith says from Imam Ali, sababul faqr al-israf, the reason why poverty occurs is because of wasting, israf. And man badhara wa asrafa zalat anhu an-ni'mah, from Imam al-Kadhim alayhi salam, he says, someone who wastes and is extravagant in their wastage, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove their ni'mah. Their ni'mah will fade away and disappear. Okay, you have electricity. You can't afford to pay your electricity bills. Why do you have extra lights on? Why are you using something or have something on that you are not really benefiting from? You know, this is again another form of israf. Yes, of course, you know, there's no hadith from Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam that say, well, you know, it's bad or haram for you to keep an extra light on or wasting too much electricity. But from all that we can understand, and this is exactly the point that Sheikh Jawadi Amoli is making here, is that you need to be wise and cautious and careful and responsible in every ni'mah that you have. Water, oxygen, soil, electricity, light, candle, whatever it may be responsible, be accountable for whatever it is that you have. That's how we respect nature and that's how we honor nature. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi tahirin.
Driving past, walking fast, to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
That was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.